Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1315. What to do when you hate your job? By Sarah Landrum with digtofly.com. And I'm your narrator, Dan, and I'm with you every single day reading from these great blogs that cover work, work-life balance, productivity, entrepreneurship, and a whole lot more. So let's get right to today's post now as we start optimizing your life. What to do when you hate your job? By Sarah Landrum with digtofly.com. Hating your job isn't particularly uncommon. In fact, a Gallup study found that around 70% of workers find themselves disengaged from their job, doing the same things day after day, while feeling you're hardly making a difference in the world, can certainly contribute to a feeling of disengagement in the workplace. I was once that disengaged employee who hated my job. I dreaded getting up in the morning, and every minute spent at work felt like the clock was ticking by way too slowly until I could finally clock out and head home. Sometimes I'd hide in the bathroom for a few minutes just to get away from my desk. I was miserable. Lucky for me, I wasn't trapped. That dreadful job was just for the summer, and I was lucky enough to go back to school at the end of the season. Unfortunately, many of those who don't enjoy their job can't simply get up and leave. Many factors, from a steady paycheck to a feeling of security, make it nonsensical for workers to leave, at least in the present. So what can you do when you hate your job but can't leave? 1. Pursue passions on the side. When I worked that sales job, it was becoming quickly apparent that it wasn't the job for me. I had no clue what to do at the time, as I needed to pay rent. So I started doing something I enjoyed in my spare time, writing. I had always enjoyed writing and soon realized there were places online that paid for quality work. I began working for a copywriting business in my spare time. Eventually, when the time was right to leave my sales job, I had already built experience and connections within an industry that made me happier and more properly utilized my strengths, thanks to pursuing my passion on the side while working days. Whether you have an hour or several of free time after work, it's recommended to keep your passions intact while working at a job you hate. It could be something artistic, like writing or graphic design, or maybe it's an idea, like starting your own PR company or inventing. Regardless, a dull job shouldn't keep you from pursuing your passions and things you're good at. 2. Use your job to identify weaknesses. Your job right now may be boring, but you can still use it to your advantage as a device to identify which things you wouldn't possibly want to do at your next job. For example, I found the constant phone calls in sales to be annoying, which helped me narrow down my future options and resulted in deciding on something like writing, where phone calls aren't nearly as nonstop. While working at your current job, write down a list of things about it you don't enjoy, along with things you do enjoy, if any. This will help you discover the best industry for you when the time is right to leave. Making a list with two columns, too much and not enough, should make your next career move a lot clearer when the time is right. 3. Identify lifelong goals. It's natural for humans to live day by day. It's difficult to brainstorm about where you want to be in 20 years when rent is due and you're worrying about affording groceries. Still, when your job isn't the right fit, it's a great idea to keep in mind your lifelong goals so as to better associate yourself with businesses that share similar values. I may not have worked my sales job for long, but it was long enough to know that I needed more to strive for. Now that I've had that experience, I can appreciate my current position all the more. Still, some days are harder to get through. That's where goals come in. On the days you don't feel like working or feel as though you have nothing to work for, Having a goal can be like having a light at the end of the tunnel. It's your out, your way to a better job, to happiness. Take learning as a goal, for example. Since millennials are the most educated generation in history, many businesses are beginning to adopt lifelong learning values, such as opportunities for continued education and training. If this is important to you, keep it in mind as you plot your next move. Make it a lifelong goal to work for a company that shares that value. The second part to that goal is to work towards it in the short run, too. If you lack the experience or training to make the move to a job you want, make it a goal to start learning anything and everything you can to get to where you want to be. I can make it a goal to read at least 2 books a month that can help me grow, both as an individual and as a professional. You'll develop the skills you need to make the move, and that dream company of yours, the one that values learning, will take this as a sign that you're a good fit. Now you're not stuck anymore. Your current job is also useful in this sense, since you can look at your current employer's general philosophy and workplace and identify areas you don't enjoy, such as an overemphasis on profits over community or a lack of communication from managers. Add these aspects to either the too much or not enough columns as well. And 4, consider staying but with adjustments. If, for whatever reason, you absolutely cannot leave your job in the near future, it may be better to hunker down and try to maximize your situation there the best you can. For example, if your job leaves you feeling unstimulated, speak with your employer about handling greater responsibilities. Not only will it make time go by quicker, but the more substantial responsibilities are a good look that can result in a pay raise down the line. Also ask about your current employer's educational benefits or volunteer opportunities, as both provide a way to hone your talents while working at a job that does not properly use them. This is also a good strategy when you love the company but hate your job. Most bosses want to retain employees and are open to horizontal movements within the company. If you're feeling unsatisfied but aren't interested in leaving behind the company or the benefits, switching to a new position within the company can sometimes be the answer. While being at a boring job is less than desirable, these tips can either help you tolerate your current situation or move on to a new one when the time is right. Whatever you do, remember that you're never stuck. You just listened to the post titled, What to Do When You Hate Your Job, by Sarah Landrum with DigToFly.com. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. And one of the things I really love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/startup. So just go to indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
And of course, we want to thank Sarah for today's post, but also Carl, who runs Dig to Fly. Carl's mission is to help entrepreneurs understand their struggles and turn them into stepping stones. In 2010, he was diagnosed with testicular cancer and then was laid off from his job less than a year later. And while those were difficult situations, of course, today he calls them blessings in disguise, because since then, he stopped doing work that doesn't fit with his passions and instead now focuses on only the things he truly cares about. Carl is the author of the book Bring Gratitude and has a lot to offer on his site, which again is digtofly.com. I do have that linked for you in this episode's description. And if you're curious and haven't heard from Carl before, Dig to Fly means dig deep to fly high. There's also a podcast. You can find the Dig to Fly podcast wherever you're getting your audio. But that is going to do it for today here on Optimal Work Daily. Really hope you enjoyed this post and that you'll be back again with me tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.